This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is All Fantasy Everything, the podcast where we fantasy draft anything and everything from the world of pop culture. On today's episode, we're drafting springtime because it's right around the corner. Or if you're listening to this at a different time of year, it's right now. It just happened, or it's a long ways away. Either way, we're drafting it. Our guest today is musician, bon vivant, and friend of the podcast, Miel Bredo. Miel hosted the Punch Up the Jam podcast on HeadGum, and her musical album, Tourist Season, is available wherever aforementioned music is streamed. I'm your host, the 1920s ghost of Ian Carmel, and as always, we're joined by friends and comedians Sean Jordan and David Borey. Let's hear that jazzy theme music. Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that started without giving anyone any warning that was starting, because that's AFE. It could start whenever.
David just said Liu Kang. You know that's coming out on HBO Max? Mortal Kombat is? In like month.
I know that. We talked about it on the podcast before. They are using the Mortal Kombat! That is going to be in there.
Yeah, dude.
That is going to be in there.
I'm so stoked. I was just thinking, do they have Sub-Zero and Scorpion masks that you can, you know, that you can wear in the world now? I just thought of that. I bet they do.
Do they have the technology? Is that
what you know how everybody except for you is wearing a mask out in public. So I'm just wondering, are they making those kind of masks that you can wear?
Don't fucking do that.
Scurrilous.
You know that's not even true. That's slander. Fuck you, Sean.
David's wearing a mask.
Yeah, man. Slander. What the fuck is that? Come on.
Brando, I'm sorry it's falling apart like this.
Come out here just slandering me. 2 seconds Sean, in.
If I write it, it'll be libel. Huh? Look at me. I'm out here.
Look at you. Those two books did you good.
Hi.
Sean made some mud, and now he's dry. Shush. I'm making a joke, Miel.
sorry.
No, what was the joke going to be? I'm interested.
No, it wasn't a joke. It was just some stupid riff. It's stupid. You guys don't want to hear it.
Hey, if this is comedy, take that shit to Austin, all right? This is podcasting. Whoa.
Everybody in comedy's moving to Austin. What is that?
Austin's the new hot spot, I guess.
Is it for the BBQ? Is it for the queso dip?
The open world and not caring.
All these comedians are treating it like Mecca, but it's like comedy Mecca where I barfed all over the street. So they just kind of go there and
you did
just
barf
be
on
around
the street.
A hot red wine barf.
They lick it a little bit and they're like, oh my God, I feel like the funny. I just feel it, you know?
Sixth Avenue heartache. Miel, how are you?
Hi.
You can talk whenever. You remember that, right? You don't have to wait for us to introduce you.
I don't remember anything anymore. I remember Sean barfing in Austin, though. I do remember that.
He barfed in Austin. It's splooshed up everywhere.
And also that show. That was fun. That was a really fun time.
Yeah, that whole trip was so dope. One of these days.
You know what I mean? Remember like getting off the plane and like checking into a hotel and being like, for me, am I a king? Is this king of this embassy suite?
$11 cashews.
I won't regret that in 3 days when I leave.
Mm-hmm. I've had three of them. I love $11 cashews.
I've missed you guys a lot. How has it been going? Maybe one word from each. No leaders in this group. Okay, this is good to know.
Supple. It's been going supple for me.
Supple.
Anti-supple? Is that a word?
dynamic.
Well,
yeah.
Rugged.
Okay. Rugged, dynamic, and supple. Well, it sounds like I haven't missed much.
No, it's pretty same.
Yeah. Just three
exactly
rappers.
Exactly the same.
Miel, if you could please use one word to describe how you've been.
Yikes.
Uh-oh. Miel's been pooping her pants a lot.
No, do you remember that, what was that game called on a computer? It was like, I think it was like Kid Picks or something. And like,
Mist.
There was a little...
Was it Mist?
It was like the little, it was like an art.
Dantanical.
I think it was Kid Picks. I'm pretty sure.
Oregon and,
Quest
Trail.
For Glory.
Number Munchers.
Blaster.
Word Warcraft Munchers. 2? Warcraft 2. Warcraft 3.
Doom.
Diablo.
Duke Nukem.
The one where the guy when
Duke
you...
Duke Nukem 3D.
So there was a man.
Encarta.
And you...
Duke Nukem D3, which is a weird threesome.
Duke Nukem D3, he plays defensive end for Southern Oregon University.
Actually, it was Encarta. That's my mistake.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
You know who I was thinking of? I was thinking of Clippy. That's my bad.
Okay. Oh, man.
No. It's the little guy when you click undo. Do you remember this computer program? You click undo and he goes, oops. I might have talked about this before. It haunts me constantly.
Was Clippy a guy?
I don't gender Clippy. Clippy is Clippy.
See that?
Clippy's a they. Clippy would go, oops. Like that?
It wasn't Clippy who said oops. I think it was a Kid Picks figure. And it was, as I recall, it had a distinct face. And no one remembers this.
No.
Miel, I'm 39 years old.
I wouldn't
brag about it, bud.
I'm 39 years old with a bastard on the way. I don't have time to think about computer games and whatnot of yesteryear.
And two corduroy hats, no less.
Dual.
A dowry for the future husband of this child.
Yeah.
Husband, is it a girl?
She will be born a girl. Is that's what you say? Yeah.
The baby's name is Ian Carmel Sr.
Ian Carmel Sr.
Everyone I know has been having boys. I've been needing a little baby girl. Thank you.
Laura's brother, we were gonna find out the gender over Zoom with her parents, and Laura's brother's like, there's no way that Sean is gonna have a boy just because I'm an emotional little creature. So
because you're low T.
I don't think that's how it works. Don't let him put that stuff in your head.
He's right. I'm in a den of women. We have two little pretty kitties, the queen and then the woman on the way.
What's up with your cats? So this was an over text thing. So your cats got out or what happened? What's this whole saga? Walk us through it.
I will.
Also,
so,
really, just really quick. When you said pretty kitties, you did not mean your actual cats. You meant your fiance and your baby to be.
Right. Well, and when we have two like random framed vaginas on the wall, those are the pretty kitties I was talking about. Hey, huh?
Sean is Jordan on Twitter. Sean Cougar Mel Jordan on Instagram. Proceed with your story. The two pretty kitties are very real kitties.
The last time we got out or we were recording, I hung out with Mars a little bit. And then as I was doing that, I heard like a rumble, one of those kitty rumbles where it's like, where they're actually upset.
Yeah.
So I put Mars, I was like, can you chill for a second? I ran upstairs and they were like actually like tussling feet in the air, like ball of cat. Like really going nuts. What happened, we think, this is what Marissa kind of said, is that there was another cat outside. One of them got in a fight with this cat and then they rushed in. And I guess cats can like transfer their anger to the next cat they see, regardless if it was the one that was actually mm-hmm. fucking with him or not.
Sounds like my ex-wife.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying. So they were looking at each other like absolute mortal enemies. And like earlier in the day, they were grooming the inside of each other's ears. I mean, they're sisters. They've known nothing but a soft, soft pillow cupcake of a life. And and then they were just for like 5 days, they were going fucking bananas on each other.
So
now they're fine.
They were looking at each other like mortal enemies and they were fighting. What might you call that?
Mortal Kombat!
I said that like kind of said it like a bro, like Johnny Cage's Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
Was Johnny Cage from? Oh, he's from Hollywood.
Yeah, he was. That's why he punched everyone in the Jimmy. He's a little cheap shotter.
I have like a quick joke. If you take or leave it. If it was cats.
Yeah, get it in there.
Maybe it's Mortal Kombat. Thanks.
Yes. There she is. There yes! she is. That is yeah. the brain that got her to New York City.
Thanks. I think I'm gonna head out.
You taking off after that?
The biggest dork in New York.
Meowdle combat?
I'm panic. This is just a blind panic. You know when you hit one that you're like, I think that's a career high.
No, you gotta push past three more movies. Then you can be done.
Yeah, and then open a bakery.
Yeah.
How does that story end? So your cats were fighting?
That's it. They're good now.
Oh,
they're
good now.
We had to go through a whole rigmarole, so we had to separate them. We had to put food on either side of the door and have them eat out of food so they were like an inch apart just between a door. Have them sniff each other. We would crack the door, and so they could like get up to it. Then they'd growl. We'd have to close it. Then we had to switch the rooms that they were in so they could smell each other. Then Laura rubbed tuna juice on one of them to get the grooming going again.
This is getting really kinky.
Oh, it's insane. It's insane.
She rubs tuna juice on it?
Yeah.
That sounds like Ian's ex-wife.
It sounds, say whatever you want about it as a joke, but that she actually had to do that, and it's insane.
What'd she do with the tuna?
It's still in the fridge, just in case. It's like a little, I don't know, insurance policy if they get out of line again. It's just ridiculous.
There are so many animal capers that you're involved in these days.
Yeah.
Meowth got dominated by a rat. His cats are like fighting each other.
I have since murdered that rat, and I'll take everyone who's still sending me messages. Have I not mentioned that? Been murdered?
Okay. You said it.
People still hit me up saying, giving me tips on what to do about the rat. They poke fun at me, much like David does all the time, about the rat dominating the house and this being the rat's house. I murdered that rat. It's dead. It's been thrown away. Now, I'm sorry to get so
you
real with everyone.
That email you got.
Sorry to get so real. Oh, I did. Yeah. I have 187 in my email, Miel. It's the code for murder.
Oh, that's right.
187 is like a cop code for murder?
It is.
Miel, another thing you should know, just to keep you in the loop, Sean Jordan has been writing raps, and he's ready to share one with us now.
I'm not. I have
I
have two half-written rap songs.
Rat raps?
All right.
Sounds like you got a full one.
Yeah, well, you combine it. That's how they wrote Bohemian Rhapsody. Got her.
All right, here we go. This one's about not wearing Nike and Adidas at the same time.
Nice. Pressing issue, social commentary.
Let's see if I was on a Tinder date. Saw she had Nike on her feet and Adidas on her legs. I looked her right in the eye and I barfed on her dinner plate. So
I like that there was barf in it.
Are you singing these into your fiance's belly?
No, I'm going to sing them into a beat that hopefully someone will make. I think I'm going to ask Isaac if he can make me a beat, if he's willing to. And
what will you do with it when it's done?
I'm going to try to record a rap, I think.
And what will you do with that when it's done?
Probably release it for free on like Bandcamp or Patreon or something.
Do you think there's money in music?
No, it's fun. This is where...
You should make an NFT.
I feel you.
Oh,
NFT!
Barf on her dinner plate, NFT.
There are so many things I think of that I never do. Like I thought about writing 101 skateboard jokes and I never do it. I've been having fun writing these, just walking around writing a couple lines a night. And I was like, well, what really? Why? Who gives a shit? Write one and do it because it's just for fun because this is how I make money. So it's not a big deal. It could just be for fun. And I honestly think it would be fun.
I think that's really great. Rap as a hobby on the side. I think that's a fun hobby.
I think any hobbies are good.
That and skateboarding. I got to be the coolest dad I can be, you know?
Skateboarding. Rapping. Skateboarding.
My dad doesn't only skateboard. He raps, so. When I say weed isn't cool, it's coming from an authority.
You wait till she's got teachers. I'll be telling them all, like, you hear that rap song about not wearing Nike and Adidas together? Chiboy. And I'll point at myself. I'll be like, chiboy.
You should, like, give her a rap song to teach her to tie her shoes and, like, what parts to wash and, like, you know what I mean? And how to brush your teeth.
You're going to be at that parent-teacher conference. You're going to be like, tell me everything. Don't spare me. Barf on my dinner plate. Speaking of which.
And they're going to stop there and be like, it is you. It is you. She got an A. She's getting an A.
You're going to be the first. You're going to be the first parent to come to a parent-teacher conference with a mixtape.
Mm-hmm. Dude.
New Balance and Puma. I don't know what to tell you, Mrs. Henderson, but if you ever wear Nike and Adidas...
Exactly.
New Balance and Puma is like the most chaotic combination I've ever fucking heard in my life.
Yeah.
I don't even know anyone that would own. If you're wearing New Balance and Puma, you're sponsored probably.
You start bleeding out of your ears as soon as you put those on.
Can I ask, does anyone fuck with Puma?
I had a Puma track jacket back when I was a Russian drug dealer.
One. Anyone else Puma?
I had like Puma pants when I was like 11.
Puma pants.
Okay, we've all had one Puma item. We did Dance with the Devil one time, and then we said no thank you and left. Is that assessment correct?
I think I truthfully have never had any Puma.
Well, Ian has a Puma bathrobe, but it's made from a Puma, not the company.
It's made out of a Puma. It's not.
Yeah, that doesn't count. Different game.
A Chilean Puma, right?
That's why you're a legend in two games.
I keep a Puma in my house. I keep a loose Puma just to keep me frosty. Like, just because, like...
Oh, Beetlejuice? Beetlejuice keeping you on your toes?
Beetlejuice is like a quarter Puma. He gets money from the government. A lot of people don't know that. I live with my girlfriend now, Miel, and even more importantly, I live with my girlfriend's cat, Beetlejuice Schwartz.
That's amazing. Is that why your books are so beautifully organized?
That's right. Those are Dana's books.
Yeah. I had a feeling.
The cat did it.
I don't know many straight men that beautifully organize their books. That is stunning.
I feel like Beetlejuice moved in a week before Dana, and then Beetlejuice texted her and was like, he's all right.
Yeah, Beetlejuice Schwartz came in first, cleared the perimeter.
Scattered it out.
Talked into his ear a little bit.
Started sending weird requests on Venmo.
Yeah.
He asked me for $217, and the emoji he attached was simply a skeleton.
I'd fork it over.
Yeah, well, who wouldn't?
It felt really threatening.
He's got hitters in all five boroughs. All five boroughs. And Yonkers. David Forney is here. Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. The G is silent on Twitter. In Yonkers once. Definitely at least once, because we drove through
it. Yeah, we drove through it. That's it. I haven't even been to, like, what's the one way out there, Staten Island? I haven't been to the far out boroughs. Even.
Was I in Yonkers? Did I go to Yonkers with you guys?
Yeah, we drove through Yonkers together. We went bonkers in Yonkers.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that.
How is Colorado?
Colorado is cold.
Dude.
Almost like it's Colorado, you know what I mean?
It's Colorado. I got you, John Denver. I see a houseplant. It's cool. It's supposed to be the biggest snowstorm in years tonight, so.
Oh, shit.
Are you ready? Did you get rations? Are you prepared?
Yeah, I got rations. I got candles. Yeah, I'm fine.
How many party pizzas do you have in your freezer?
Yeah.
Totino's?
Yeah.
None, but I got like 5 strip steaks from Costco, so I'm okay.
Oh, yeah.
How will you cook those if the power goes out?
Lighter.
They're for the Puma.
Also, I got a grill grate on my fire pit. It'll be okay. Just toss that on.
Just trashing that new place up real
Francis
quick.
Francis Malman style.
Why? Don't do that to me. None of my places have ever been trashed up, Sean.
You just said you had a grill in your fire pit. It's not bad.
This is the mask thing all over again. Sean's out here assassinating characters.
Assassinating my character.
There's a lot of tension.
Unfounded
Wait, just really
claims.
Quick, Sean, were you fighting with a different cat right before you came on the podcast?
I'm going to smear
myself. Should we
myself
some tuna juice on David?
I'm putting it on my little nose.
I got in an argument with someone that was switching lanes today. I'll tell you, I realized every time someone switches a lane, no matter what, if it could be 100 yards in front of me, it's still personal to me.
Yeah, in a Ferrari or Jaguar, switching 4 lanes, absolutely.
I don't know where that came from, but it is every time I'm under my breath like, well, fuck, I guess everybody, huh? Whatever, fuck me.
I think it's safe to say everyone takes everything personally.
Sean, you need to meditate, bro.
I apologize for attacking your character.
You need to meditate, dude.
Just stackity stack, stack, stack.
That's the opposite of what you're doing, Ian. Yeah, I saw your Instagram story.
Breditation. Oh, yeah, I'm not eating any bread until tomorrow when I'm eating a lot of bread. Breditate. You sit on a big bed of focaccia, dude, and just sort of let the vibes take you.
Just let that focaccia. You can take focaccia into your pores. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. You can throw focaccia into the wind, Sean.
Oh. That's tight. I might have to.
Expensive toss, though.
That is an expensive toss.
Might work its way into one of my I'm not going to make any money reps. When I walk around later tonight.
Throw focaccia into the wind, dude. That's a lot of rosemary going into the wind, too, which is nice.
So you're building them each at the same time. You're not, like, finishing one whole song and then going to another one. It's like writing jokes, right? It's all open process.
I haven't been writing anything since this started, which is insane. We've had a year.
I don't think that's that insane. I think everyone's very fucked up.
I've written some stuff.
I'm just
saying. Let's not brag.
I've written hundreds of episodes of a television show.
Ian's written like
I just 10. Need my brain going, like in that gear. And I found that walking around thinking about these at least keeps it going in some sort of way. So, you know.
I think it's wonderful. I love
That's
it.
That's great.
Hear me out. Doggy Style 2, the album.
Yeah, dude.
I just want to put the concept in your head, and then you kind of set the art in motion. You know what I mean?
And the cover is you regally sitting on the back of a dog with a saddle.
Like Anton B style.
I would buy it just off of wow factor.
Just off that. Bow wow factor.
Bow wow factor, yeah.
And you think this isn't going to make any money? This is still on track to not make any money. This is just blowing my mind.
I see the opportunities now. I'm seeing corporate tie-ins. PetSmart.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You wait until, Clive Davis gets his hands on it. After he rips my dick off, he's going to turn it into money.
Clive Davis.
Yeah.
If you get involved in your record, the dick won't be the only thing getting ripped off, all right? But it'll be you, too, okay?
Damn.
I'd keep your Clive record and Clive Davis's that. Fucking hands far apart, dog. Far apart. Clive Davis.
Ask Paul Abdul.
I'm on Beverly Wilshire, minding my own business on Beverly Wilshire. Just reading Variety, having some tangerine juice, and I feel a fucking tug on my dick. It's Clive Davis. Army crawled up under my table, dude, and just fucking tore it off
while you were reading about the Equalizer.
If you're reading Variety, you're reading it for the pilot presentation announcements, obviously.
I'm looking for them, but I got caught up in a Queen Latifah anecdote, which is not the first time that's happened to me.
Oh my god, I missed my kid's wedding.
David, do you have anything to direct people towards? Or are you just chilling out there? I mean,
I'm just chilling, man. There's stuff in the works, but I don't want to like talk about it right now. So yeah, man, beautiful. I'm just enjoying it. Fukasha, bread stacking.
Look out for detox.
Yep, coming soon.
Dude, Fukasha, getting that sourdough.
Yeah, oh yeah, pumpernickel.
There's pumpernickel, and then there's also pimpernuckle, which is another.
Get out of here! That's not one.
Pimpernuckle?
That's one of Marissa's street cats. What did you say, knuckle pimper?
Pimpernuckle. He just made me barf on her dinner plate again.
Pimpernuckle.
That makes more sense than what I thought.
I think knuckle pimpers are usually called rings.
I'm rocking some knuckle pimpers, dude.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me get on the flight. I had too many knuckle pimpers on.
What a fun.
I gotta earn that pumpernickel so I can get myself some knuckle pimpers.
Hey, how much did you spend on Laura's knuckle pimper, Sean?
More than I thought I was going to.
Oh, and you got a kind of a modest. You were thinking about tattooing your knuckle pimper on, right?
I was thinking about getting. Well, shit's for life, dude. Only way out's in a body bag. I figured what better way to let her know than getting
You just said something really powerful that if you haven't written into one of your raps, I think you should.
What?
The only way out's in a body bag?
I can't be the first.
Everyone in the club.
Oh, yeah, I have some bad news for you, Leo.
No, I've seen Bad Moms Christmas.
Or some good
Christmas.
News. You should listen to more rap and you'll hear that in lots of songs, I think.
Wait, did you say you've seen Bad Moms Christmas?
Yes.
Was it better than Bad Moms?
I haven't seen Bad Moms.
No,
I like Bad Moms. Okay. I saw it on the airplane.
It was not. Not at all.
There are other ways out, by the way. Hunter S. Thompson shot out of a cannon. Christine Baranski's in Bad Moms Christmas.
Bad Moms Christmas. Yes,
sign me up.
Plays Mila Kunis's mom.
And you play Miela Kunis at Miel on Twitter. Hey! At Miel on Instagram, right?
Miel, I think I'm still Miel Monster on Instagram. I tried to get the Miel handle on Instagram, and I guess the person who has it had posted like once in the last 7 years or something, so that didn't, you know, like sometimes you can like kick someone off their own account with like the right price.
Who is the other? You're the only Miel I've ever encountered. Who is the other Miel?
I don't know how many people are named Miel because it means honey in French and Spanish. And how many like American kids do you name? Named honey. You know what I mean? I don't think it's like that common.
I know kids named after sweet things. Yes.
Do you know anyone named Honey?
Besides the Jessica Alba dance movie?
Ooh.
Biography?
I do know someone named Honey. I do. A girl that I grew up with. Sorry. It just struck me.
Probably a couple.
I do know someone named Honey. But not that's not Miel.
I know somebody named Stevia.
Ooh.
I know someone weirdly named Xanthan Gum.
I know a guy named Raw Brown, ungranulated.
Raw Brown, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ungranulated by Raw Brown would be a dope name for like a musician with his first debut album, Ungranulated.
Yeah, I would listen.
Or author.
Or roast beef restaurant.
Dude, roast beef? Raw Brown?
That's a tartar restaurant. Carpaccio restaurant.
Is there a whole restaurant for tartar?
No, but there's about to be, baby. We're all invested.
It's called tartar for now. And,
tartar just means cold and raw, right? What is tartar?
I don't know the definition, actually. I know steak tartare is like, isn't that the raw ground beef?
Is it supple?
Yeah, kind of. It's very, it is supple. You, indeed, it's supple. It is.
You did the
kind
side
of raw
to side
ground beef.
Yeah, kind of.
Miel, you put an album out called Tourist Season. Now, you've been back since that came out, but the reception to it continues to be glowing. How are you feeling? Are you performing? You're obviously not performing. Are you making more music? What are you up to? The fuck have you been? What the fuck have you been up to?
What are you doing in there? What are you doing?
Me? What? Mm-hmm. Maybe? Yes? I don't know. Yeah? How many people do you think will comment on your subreddit? She was so annoying when she did that voice.
They're wrong. They're wrong.
I don't know. Could be some of them. Maybe somebody might. I don't know. Could be.
I want to try. It makes me feel weird to do it. It's very outside.
We're all being annoying.
If I do it too much, I start to sound like a Jewish mother. So I don't know how that happened.
You better put a coat on. Oh, and who is she?
This is solidarity, folks. These are the good ones. I will say at this moment in time, stay tuned.
Ooh.
I have some secrets that I will not be sharing, but follow me, I guess, and subscribe for a very inactive account.
I'm so excited about it. I'm going to leak it. Miel's writing Coming 3 America.
Yeah,
Coming 3 America.
I'll break it here first.
That sounds like a scathing documentary.
They're skipping right over Belly 2, and they're making Belly, but with a 3 instead of the E, and she's making a 2.
Yeah, I get that.
Be thrilly.
But thrilly.
I have been booked and busy. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Did you call it Selly when you were at the height of your gang banging, Sean? I want to watch this movie. Selly.
I just told someone that story. My buddy Dale had never heard that story. I just went snowboarding last weekend. We were at the chalet, as it were. He'd never heard the story about me getting beat into the Crips, and he almost fell onto the ground. He was laughing so hard. I forget
funny.
About that I was
that's
beat.
The right answer. That's the right reaction to that story. It's funny.
Yeah, it's very funny.
I was
funny.
Snowboarding. To go back to you for a second. Miel, you blew it.
Sorry.
That was good. Miel, have you ever snowboarded?
Sorry.
Unfortunately, yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd it go for you?
It was good.
Not good for you?
I'm just going to say snow sports suck my ass. Whoa, not really. Snow sports.
We're from the PacNW, and you got no love for snow sports?
No, and the
you
craziest
don't even
part is,
like I, sledding? Is that what you were just going to say?
No.
I will. I'm saying sledding.
You don't even like snow sports?
Sledding's where I'll make a small exception. But okay. Snowshoeing, ice skating, skiing, cross-country skiing,
all whack. Snowboarding,
alpine skiing, tricky trick skiing, not for me.
What that turned into a middle finger for everybody not watching.
I don't know how to count. It's the last finger.
You start with the middle finger?
I start with the middle.
Oh, there's like one of them over there. I don't know.
First off, fuck your bitch and that click you claim.
I like the idea of a snowboarding mountain culture. That's what I think. I only snowboarded for like 3 hours, but we were up there for like 6-7 hours.
See, yeah. That's the thing. You go to just like hang out and like drink something hot and feel like you did something. I don't need to pay a bunch of money and get hella cold and hurt my butthole. Like, I don't need to do that.
What kind of snow? What else do you think goes with snowboarding?
You could do that downtown, but you're on the mountain. Isn't that it? It's like beautiful in the mountains.
It's fun.
Miel.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would rather do a hike.
Isn't that just snowshoeing?
Oh,
not in the snow. I'd rather do a hike not in the snow.
Did you listen to a lot of Steely Dan on the way up to the mountain, or is that just Ivan Carmel?
I don't think it's just Ivan Carmel, but I think it's folks of that ilk.
Okay. Classic snowboarding band, Steely Dan.
I could do anything to Steely Dan, I think, to be honest.
Including Shred the Gnar.
Oh, you gotta Shred the Gnar to the Dan.
I think I could do anything.
It was tight. I had a really good time.
So, Miel, Punch Up the Jam has been gone for a while. Do you miss doing a podcast, or are you like fine with it?
I don't I don't know how to answer it. I don't want to be disrespectful to that era of my life, to what we created and to everyone who supported it. I had so much fun making it. I don't miss it.
Yeah.
I did feel like it was pulling, maybe it's just the format of that podcast specifically. I definitely felt like it was pulling from a creative well that was kind of unable to replenish, because I mean, if I'm writing real songs and then I'm also kind of having to write these like parody songs, I'm just kind of spread a little too thin. So it's been really nice to have the emotional energy to like spend on things that I maybe are a little bit more long lasting, because like podcasts, internet content, it's like weekly, if not daily. And to just kind of feel like you're spending all this time on a thing and then like throwing it into a tornado, it's like not the most rewarding. So I feel good in that sense. And then also I do miss like the structure and the being able to just like speak directly to people and getting to be funny and hang out with friends. Like there's, you know, it's a mixed bag.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's yeah. Very specific and fair.
Yeah.
It's, totally.
It's
yeah, I mean, this,
really hard to, oh, sorry, go ahead, Sean.
I would just get this, I look forward to this, but because it's not anything that sound weird, we have to be super creative for, we just kind of sit and chat. We don't have to write any songs
David's
or anything.
Have you seen David's first picks?
Well, David just takes the rules and wipes his ass
pretty
with them.
Pretty creative stuff.
Draft about food and he picks a ball pit. You can't, yeah, if I
Sean
wanted to live in that
world. Sean
doesn't
understand that you have to learn all the rules to break them. That's all. Right.
You know who said that?
Who?
Jesus.
Yeah. I've been known as the Jesus of at least this house.
I'm fucking Ian Carmel.
Whoa. God damn it.
Say it again.
I'm Ian Carmel, since no one's asking. Ian Carmel on Twitter, Ian Carmel on Instagram, folks. You can find him at Ian Carmel on Jewish Vaccination Appointment Finder. There are also aren't any on there, so thank you for downloading.
You can find him on the stage of The Late Late Show with James Corden, of which he is a co-head writer. That's right, folks.
That's right. And the AirSats Andy Richter. I'm on there and contributing to the monologue, being on the television. Just being on the cello.
The cello.
Putting out fucking videos about my sneakers on Instagram. Instagram's dying, and I'm like, yep, let's move most of my shit onto there.
Is it dying too now?
Is Instagram
That's
dying?
That's what somebody said. I don't know. The kids, man. I don't know.
Well, what's new then? Clubhouse and TikTok? Is that like where the kids are?
Yeah. TikTok, yeah.
TikTok's really popular, I hear.
Are you on TikTok, Mio?
No, I think I'm too old.
Yeah.
You're too oiled?
Yeah, I am greasy for TikTok.
I feel oiled and old.
You gotta be hella old or hella young to be on TikTok, it feels like.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of people don't know how old I am. Like, I don't know. I guess, sorry, skincare routine, drop it, sis. But a lot of people think I'm like 24, 25. And I'm like,
You're 61.
I'm turning 32 this year. I can't do TikTok.
No.
Sean.
Yeah, I'm out. If anything, I'll be old enough.
No. Sean, when you were getting your hats before taping, I was suggesting you do some of these, I think my butt getting big, bust it, you know, drop trend.
I do love that challenge.
The only change you make is just you are just wearing a hat now. Okay. I think that would be really good content.
Tight.
I'm here for a wholesome Sean Jordan TikTok.
Yeah.
Wholesome Sean Jordan TikTok.
It's all going to be wholesome. I've had a lot of people bite on the skate content, the skateboard content. So, I don't know. Get it, Ian.
I don't know where I am. I painted my nails because my girlfriend has a bunch of nail polish. And so now there's nail paint fumes in the air, as if I wasn't being weird enough. I'm just going to keep getting weirder.
I thought that's what you were doing.
I was going to stop and ask if you were painting your nails, but I was like, well, he probably isn't. But yeah, I'm glad I know.
And so, Ian, what do you have coming up?
Thanks, Miel. I'm out here on the 405, and I have nothing of note to mention. Keep watching The Late Late Show with James Corden. Listen to All Fantasy Everything, and make sure you hit us up on the Patreon and on Cameo, where we will record a message for you. Currently, Sean and I are on there, and David is keeping it artistically pure.
I'm not doing it. I can't do it.
David's not going to do Cameo.
I have fun. I made a 5-minute Cameo today. I don't want to say it was explaining a serpentine draft to someone. It was very fun. I had a good time.
Now, we are gathered here today not only to discuss how Miel looks amazing for 61 years old, but also to fantasy draft springtime.
Yeah.
Yeah. People love it. People are going crazy.
Marissa, can you add in? Wah. I'll do it myself. Wah. Thank you.
There
Thank
we
you
go.
So fuck, that's why she's the best in the business.
Yeah.
We're drafting spring because spring is right around the corner. The seasons are starting to change. By the time this is dropped, daylight savings time will have commenced. And we're going to fantasy draft it, folks. Now, the way we determine the order of that draft is through a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors, played between the three of you. And we throw and shoot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, Sean wins.
I threw poop cover and I won.
God damn it.
Poop cover.
Poop cover to cover your two poop smashers.
Sean, what will the order of today's draft be? Actually, before you do tell me the order, I should remind you it is a serpentine draft.
And what is that?
That's a great question.
It's if anyone's ever worked in the service industry, if you've ever waited tables, I worked at a comedy club. What they do for the grid at the restaurant, so it'll start on the bottom, say the bottom right, and it starts at like table 21 or 11, and then the whole last row goes from 11 all the way up to 19, and then you go up one row, and then you start on that side at 29, and that goes all the way from left to right over to 21, and then you go up, and then it starts at 31, and then you go all the way over to the other side of the room to 39, and then you go up, starts at 49, then you go all the way back over to 41. So that way, when you hear a number, you know exactly which table to go to, but they're often laid out in serpentine form. So, you know, just up to the left, up to the right.
So when you said service industry restaurants, you did actually mean the floor plan of the specific bar that you worked at.
I have done about 200 of these. And on this one, that's what I chose. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, what it means is if you pick fourth in the first round, you pick first in the second round. Now, with that in mind, Sean, what will the order of today's draft be?
Miel is going first.
Oh!
Yeah. Because you rule. Do you not want to go first?
I'll take it. Yeah, thanks, go Sean. First.
I'm going to go second. Ian's going to go third, and David's going to go fourth.
Oh, hot corner.
Yeah, dude. I'm out here hot shaking corner. Shit up.
Almost damn, like the dude. Season spring itself.
Yeah.
It's a new beginning.
I know you like the hot corner, Ian, but I don't know. I like it sometimes gives a little more wiggle room to not have to do back-to-back each time. So I like this. This is what I like for the layout today.
Let's do it. Wiggle room. I'm wiggling right now.
He's wiggling
in
a room.
I actually did read that. I read that in Variety about Ian, famed wiggler.
Man, you know, sitting here on a Zoom.
Tweeter wiggler.
Sitting here on a Zoom call with the four of you makes me realize how much fun and how much I took it for granted when the four of us would get together at HeadGum. Because those were always one of my favorites when it was... It does. Think about it. How much fun we would have just sitting there and drinking way too much coffee. And then I ended up being like, well, I got it. What, am I not going to have a drink? They got liquor down there. And then it would turn into a night and it just... it'll happen again. But it just makes me reminisce and miss it so much. And I love the four of you a ton. So I just wanted to stop and say that.
Absolutely.
Sad.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, we have the order established. We have which one of us is a little sweetie established. It's Sean Jordan. And we're going to get to Miel's first pick in the spring All Fantasy Everything draft right after this short break.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Policy Genius. Now, like I keep saying, like we've been saying, spring is in the air. People are making all these new things happen. It's like a new beginning. You know, people say New Year's, but come on, that's like you're staring into the cold, bleak winter still. Spring is where the new you really starts. And if you're thinking about turning things around this year or just getting all those things done that you have been putting off, put life insurance on that list. You know what I mean? Do some spring shopping for the family by getting your financial planning in order. Get it done this year. Getting life insurance today, it means that you can chill. You know that everything's taken care of. You got that peace of mind, as they say, that if something were to happen to you, you know, forbid, I hate even putting it out in the world, but if it did, your family can cover the expenses while getting back on your feet. It is important. Those expenses are a lot. I've seen them. I've dealt with them. I've also seen them and not dealt with them, and it catches up. You don't want to put someone through that. So Policy Genius, what they do, they just help you compare options from top companies and their team of licensed experts. They're just on hand to help talk you through it because you don't know what you're doing. I have no idea when I was looking for life insurance. We have it. And especially now that we have a daughter, definitely makes me feel better just having it. You know what I mean? And it can be daunting. That's why Policy Genius is the great way to go. They have licensed award-winning agents technology that makes it extremely easy to compare life insurance quotes from all the top insurers. Just a few clicks, you're going to get the lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find the life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams, which, who wants a medical exam if they don't need it? Policy Genius works for you. Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. Again, that's policygenius.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, I was just out in an open mic and I have a ton of trouble just standing there and socializing. You would think I'd be amazing at it. You'd think we all would because we're stand-up comedians. It is very hard to do. And one thing that I noticed for my mental health, I was just look at how charged is my battery? You know what I'm talking about? Like all that stuff that you need to use your energy for, like going out socializing, eye contact for me, all that stuff. You would think it would be hard, but it is hard when those lights are shining. I don't need to look at anyone, but you know, just all that stuff. It's really, really hard to do. And it's something that you ignore a lot of times. You think it's not a big deal. Setting boundaries, learning how to say goodbye, thinking everyone's mad at you when you leave, all those things, like all those social things, they can drive somebody nuts. And, you know, the right amount of socializing, all that stuff, it's very important to figure out. And therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life, you know, that doesn't drain you completely. Because it is important. If you want to leave somewhere, you can go on and dip. Nobody's going to get mad at you, but sometimes it's hard to know that. And essentially, it's one of the best things about therapy is they can give you somebody who can just help you figure out those boundaries, those lines, those internal, you know, alarms that are going to go off. And when they do, just go on a dip, go on and do you, because you can't be fun unless you're having fun yourself. You know what I mean? So talking to someone about it, I've never had anybody come at me and be like, oh, that was a bummer that I talked to that person about this. It's always going to help. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. They are there for you. They want to help. It is done entirely online, is designed to be convenient, flexible. Like we always say, it's suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist and you can switch therapists at any time. There's no additional charge because they want it to work just like you want it to work. So if you get a therapist, you don't like it, hit the bricks. Give me a new one. You know, it's as simple as that. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's betterhelp.com/allfantasy.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything, the only podcast that has ever existed. This is the only podcast, folks. We invented it, and no one else has done one since then. This is it. In fact, it's the only form of media other than tourist season available wherever you can get music. And also, back episodes of Punch Up the Jam. Always a good time. Always a good time. But that's it. If you've heard something, it's been one of those three things. Now, Sean Jordan, you have the first pick. No, you don't. Nope. Miel, Fredo, you have the first pick.
Fredo!
Okay, I don't think anyone's going to like it. In fact, I think you're going to hate it.
You're not picking Shane, are you?
Oh, shout out to Shane.
I love Shane. I love him. I miss him so much. That was me lashing out.
Okay, well, I think that I understand why you'd be lashing out. The cat thing sounds really hard.
Well, you know, sometimes they transfer their aggression. So I could talk about it again if you want. It's a riveting story.
You know what else is riveting? The erection specialists are often riveting.
Miel, let me stop traffic for a second. David and I were at breakfast one time, and I walked past this guy in a diner in a shirt. Believe this. You're not going to believe this is real, but it said the erection specialist on it. He worked for a construction company called the Erection Specialists. These two give me flack or guff, depending on what part of the country you're from, about thinking that's hilarious when it just is hilarious.
Ian wasn't there.
I didn't give you even an ounce of guff. I wasn't there.
You must have been the one giving me flack then, because you guys both make fun of me.
This is another false flag. He was not there.
I think you guys, we need to, guys, everyone buy a cameo from Sean. He needs some tuna juice. We're not doing okay.
Whoa.
Can that be the new Cool Your Jets?
No, Ian didn't give me any shit about it.
Get some tuna juice, Sean. You need it.
I find the notion of a company being called the Erection Specialist hilarious. I think it's delightful.
That is a t-shirt from like a early 2000s Abercrombie and Fitch for sure.
I need that. They incorporated. They went to a fucking government building and said, yeah, we're the erection specialists. And then they also, the separate transaction was getting the t-shirts made. That's funny. I like it.
I promise you that's not a real construction company. I promise you.
There were a bunch of them, apparently.
You're wrong. It was 100%.
It can't be so. It can't be.
Now, if you'll clear it out for me for a second, I'll tell you why I think it's funny. Erection is a synonym for boner. Like when a penis gets hard. And that's a funny thing to think about. Because it also worked for putting a building up.
I thought you meant the neighbor from the growing pains.
No, no. Who's the neighbor from the growing pains?
Boner.
Oh, Boner. No, 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 no. The shout out to Boner, though.
You could make me laugh. Oh, man. That's funny.
So for my first pick, that's all right. prepare to yell at me. I'm picking the best part of spring, which is that it's not winter.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah. That is.
It's not winter.
It is not winter. It's spring.
Although sometimes it is winter.
Sean would have had me deported had I said that, but no.
I see. This is why I was expecting, because based on the way you have been received with your creative choices, I was expecting a bit of flack and or guff, and yet it's being accepted.
It's. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by it's not winter?
I'm afraid you're going to accuse me of spoiling other picks if I specify.
Oh, yeah. I may.
True.
You may.
I'm going to take one, and if you're mad at me, so be it. I'll accept your anger.
I very well March, April, and May.
This is a spring boy. I am so tired of the sameness of the cold, but more specifically, and if you must specify my pick, then make it this, please. I am so tired of wearing the same winter coat every day.
There it is. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
So by it being not winter, the possibilities are endless. I can do anything. Everything's possible when it's simply not cold every day.
Yeah.
It's not. Well, I can't. Can I? How many things can I steal with this pick?
Yeah, I was going to say. No, you got the one. You don't have to wear your winter coat anymore.
Fine. I'll take it. My winter coat, love him. He's doing amazing. It's not what I want to wear every single day. The monotony is enough to kill a woman dead in her shoes.
What kind of winter coat do you have?
You know, before New York, I was like, yeah, I'm a pea coat lady. I'm chic. I won't let winter sacrifice my fashion. And then I came to New York and was like, this is funny. That was cute. When it's truly, what was the word I learned? Brick outside.
Brick.
I have to wear a puffy, unfortunately. And it does do the trick.
Well, yeah, you got
to
get a bubble goose like all the Wu-Tang Clan in, like in the mid-90s.
A Sean puffy coat. Yeah.
And the one I got, it's great. The lines on it are wide set and they're not straight across, so I don't feel so much like I do my clothes shopping at REI, but it's still exhausting.
REI is quality product.
Yeah, they got good
shit. You don't understand. Coming from the Pacific Northwest, the fashion here is like every single
person.
Are you
talking about not liking REI from the Pacific Northwest?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
That's insane. It's a Northwest staple.
I am saying that's exactly why I have no taste for it. You can't tell me this is a serve when you bought all of your clothes from REI. If you're not mountaineering, don't wear your mountaineer. I don't want you to wear an Arc'teryx. Like, unless you're truly in a blizzard, who is that for? Why
Shout
are you wearing
Arc'teryx,
scratchy though. Cargo pants that I can hear from down the fucking hall to go to work? What
Which
is
hall?
The point?
What's happening?
You need some tuna juice, I think.
I know what you mean, though. I know what you mean. There are a subset of people who live in like downtown Portland, and I'm sure it's also true in Washington,
Seattle,
where it's just like all the time with this gear that's literally made for scaling a mountain.
Oh, yeah. We have it in Denver, the Patagonia boys.
Gorpcore, they call it. Gorpcore.
Well, they have like REI denim, and you're like, that's not That's not what you're wearing. You don't need the REI denim.
It's like water-resistant denim. And I'm like, how fucking messy are you in your life? Do you need this?
Yeah.
It's for when you're yakking. That's what we call kayaking. Me and the Gonya boys.
Yeah. Yakking the boots.
Me and the Gonya boys going yakking.
Me and the Gonya boys going yakking.
So like a jacket's great, but not every day. And in the spring, I got some options.
All right. So the wardrobe opening up. We're putting it on the wardrobe opening up.
That's perfect.
I have become such a coward about the cold here in Los Angeles.
You don't have colds there in Los Angeles.
It's 55 degrees and I'm freezing. I've also lost like 150 pounds, which I think like
that'll do it.
Makes me feel colder, but I get fucking frigid.
I feel you.
As in refrigerator. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, as a woman, I understand what it's like to feel cold all the time.
Thank you so much. I'm a woman now, too, because of this. And so I get it.
Effectively.
Yeah. I'm a man.
I'm a boy. My boy, Sean Jordan, has the next pick. Let's hear it.
Daylight savings time.
Yeah, I had to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mentioned it earlier, but absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that had to go. I've never been more excited, I don't think, than this year. I don't know what it is. I think this, well, I do, quarantine with just inside all the time. So it's like now there's another hour of daylight, another hour of being able to be outside and walk, well, you know, whatever, just do stuff. Daylight savings times is my pick.
They really figured that out with the whole spring forward, fall back stuff. You know what I mean? I love falling back, but I love springing forward. I don't mind missing an hour.
I love springing forward the most. Falling back, I'm like,
I have a question. I don't know if anyone can answer it. I don't know. Why do we do either? And what would happen if we did neither? Wouldn't it just stay the same?
I think it would balance out. We just have less time, I think.
It was designed for farming, I think. So there would be more daylight in the morning for farmers' children to work before they went off to school.
Wait, no, but the daylight's the same regardless of what hour we say it is, right?
But there's more light earlier in the day. Whereas if they stayed the same.
Yeah, it's just catching up our time it's shifting our time with the daylight. Some more of our days in the light, right? Because if we did it, then everything would start late and then it'd be dark at like 2 p.m. while you're still at work and shit.
It would just slowly get more and more offset until we were diurnal.
I don't think so. I think it would just offset an hour.
Arizona and Indiana don't have daylight savings time. And if you want to be like either of those states, I fucking, good luck, sister.
I'm going to live where I'm going to live, but I do operate on those time standards.
I'm actually living very Indiana time zone right now, if you could respect that.
You know what's something weird to think about having the energy for? We used to go to the bar when it was fall back and you'd get an extra hour of bar time. Thinking about having the energy to do that now just seems mind-boggling. Now that I'm going to bed at like 10 o'clock every night, thinking that I would be at a bar at 2 in the morning and they'd be like, all right, it's 1 again. What do you? And I'd be like, what? This sucks.
I found myself at the bar just through happenstance several times, I think, when we're falling back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, same.
Yeah, it's.
I find it freaky when it's light out till 10 p.m. That freaks me out.
What? I love it the most.
Yeah, me too.
See, I like gloomy weather more than most, more than your average person, I think. I like a gloomy day. I like early dark. But I don't know. This year, I'm really looking forward to daylight savings times. Daylight savings time. I don't know why I keep putting an S on it.
Early dark. Yeah. I like early dark.
Please stop spoiling my next single.
I like a cloudy day. I don't mind a gloomy day. I don't mind early dark. But I mind when scumbags come into my city and try to tell me how to line up my tables.
Okay, yep, these are all my lyrics, so I don't know how you got these, Marissa.
I'm going to write a whole rap after this.
Timbaland sent them to me. So you like daylight savings time. I love it, too. I think it's one of the best things about spring. The days are getting longer. It's been so brutal having these short fucking days.
That's
like,
true.
In more than any other year, like you were saying, because of the quarantine and stuff like that, and you're like,
yeah.
Which is weird because I think I should enjoy it more because it's like, oh, no more glare on the TV and it's 4 p.m. But no, it just depressed the fuck out of me.
Yeah, it just bums you out.
It's just your natural, just human nature. You just, I don't know, you just need more light. And I think this year more than most. So that is my pick.
It's time for Ian Carmel's pick. My favorite thing about spring is green coming back.
Yeah.
Nature's blooming. It's like green coming back, flowers opening up.
You're choosing a couple right now. Why don't we get a little more specific? You're going to cop me, going to get copped. You're going to get copped.
Mother Nature waking back up.
Does that include vegetables?
No. We're not getting any food. I'm talking about you go for a walk and all of a sudden nature's waking back up. There's flowers blooming. there's buds on trees, leaves are coming back, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is that too broad?
No, I don't think so. You
start to get my podcast, all my places to stay.
Start to get your shadows back, you know? It's fun. You get,
Wait, what?
I'm with you.
Shadows?
The shadows, like, you know, you guys don't, the shadows don't come back. You guys don't start doing heavy drugs. You know, the shadows that you hang out with, you know?
I don't mind the dark.
That was like really revealing about like the pacifist that comes out when Sean senses conflict. Yeah, the shadows are coming back. It's great.
My demons arise in the spring.
Flowers. I enjoy flowers. I like having them in my home. I like passing by them on the street. I sprinkle a little in my hair if I'm in the mood. Subtle wedding crashes reverence. But yeah, I just fucking love them. I like tucking a flower behind my ear and going about my day.
Have you ever been to the tulip festivals?
I've never been to the tulip festivals.
I have. In Washington State?
Yeah, in Washington.
I have. Oh. It's fucking amazing.
The place you drive through to get to the ferry,
Tulalip?
It's so sick. Not Tulalip, but Skagit Valley is the area you drive through to get to the ferry landing in Anacortes to come to my hometown. And in the spring, they do a giant tulip festival that I have to imagine is only shit you can see in the Netherlands otherwise. You know what I mean? Just fields as far as the eye can see.
Yeah, it's a very Washington thing for sure.
Yeah.
And you can also reflex tulips. I just learned this. Do you guys know about this?
No.
You can gently... basically, take your thumb, rub it up the outside of the petal, and kind of bend it back against your thumb, and then they kind of open way the fuck up. And that's when you see a beautiful flower arrangement. I guess that's what they do.
Really? Oh,
change your tulip game at home.
They'll say it'll be a stern. It's a stern flower.
More closed off than me in most social situations.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, I gotta say, Ian, great pick. That was a great.
Thank
pick.
You. Thank you very much. You could have taken them. Job. They were right there if you didn't want to take it not being winter anymore.
No.
But
I'm kind of in a nihilist mood.
They were both on the board. David Bory, time for your first and second picks, as 'tis.
As it is, a serpentine draft.
Serpentine draft.
It's hard to figure out what to pick first because so many of mine are real specific. So
I had the same thing.
I'm going to take the improved attitude. More people coming outside means everybody's getting serotonin boosts. It's a known thing that spring is when people get happier and nicer. So I'm saying just people's, the disposition of spring in general is it's just it's such a hopeful time of year every year. It's such an exciting time. It's such a refreshing time.
I feel like it's what New Year's is shooting for. That because you hit, you get January 1st, then everyone's New Year, and you're but it still sucks.
Cold. Cold outside.
Your reward for New Year's is fucking January and February, the two worst months.
I've always thought that was wild to me.
Exactly.
It's New Year's is almost kind of depressing.
You get wet socks and then air that's so cold when you breathe in, it hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Ugh. I hate it.
Yeah.
And then you get to spring and you're like, okay, New Year, who dis? You know, that kind of thing. So that's why I'm with you. I love it. Everyone's in a good mood.
Yeah, I like it. It's just my favorite. Just everybody. Yeah, everybody. You shake off, even if it's only for a little bit. And then you're like, oh, wait, my shit still sucks. There's still a couple weeks, that first couple weeks of spring where everybody's can you believe it? That's the tone of everyone you come across. Mm-hmm. It's great, right?
Your shit sucks in Technicolor now. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is better. That's better shit sucking. If I'm going to suck shit.
Yeah.
If I'm going to suck shit, I'm going to suck bright ass shit.
If I'm sucking shit, you give me one of those cute ass boba teacups. You know what I mean? Those are fun.
I want my shit that I suck to have more colors than a velvet blacklight painting.
That's if we're just talking about sucking shit now.
And that's just sucking shit.
That's just
sucking shit.
That's just from a shit sucking perspective. I'm with you, man. People get more cheerful, hopeful, fun. We're in the spring. The whole coming out of the quarantine thing is a very spring of the soul, just in general kind of energy. It's gonna be amazing.
Doubled down this year. Doubled down this year.
Two chicken, fried chicken buns, dude. The double down.
Yo, God, I'm glad that's over.
The chicken bun, was that the one that was chicken patties for a bun?
Yeah, the double down.
Woo, so buck. I'd eat those every day, but I wouldn't have a lot of days left if I ate one of those.
Yeah.
You are so introspective today, dude.
It's the light. It's the his lighting.
It's the light.
I think it is. It's the light shining on me. I can't not be.
You're on your solo male white vocalist lighting.
Yeah.
Look at how I'm,
Oh my God. This looks like the album cover where most of the songs are about your newborn son.
The shadows are enveloping you.
My shadows are bailing on me. It's scary when my shadows leave.
519 and the shadows have left.
Oh, that's the saddest way to describe the dark. It's scary when my shadows leave. What? That's like what a child who's been through some trauma says.
What's your diagnosis, about your
stepdad,
Doc?
Donovan? It's scary when the shadows leave.
That's courtroom testimony.
Yeah. Do you mind if I use that?
I'm going to put it in a rap. I've been writing raps that are not going to make any money.
David, time for your second pick, As-12.
Second pick. This is another one of those things that's just like so reliable, and you realize that the time of year that this happens every year, you're always really stoked. I'm taking the NBA Finals.
Oh, shit. Fuck, man. I thought I could get that later.
No, it's really...
I was going to get that one.
The Twan. I was going to get the Twan.
But I wanted the NBA Finals.
Daddy.
Everyone knows I love it.
I love when they play that game with a... where they beat a ball around a small field with a reed.
You know what I like about the finals is when
why
they hit
so angry at the ball.
When they slam bodies.
I like everything with that.
When they're playing basketball and they drip and they slam bodies.
Hey David, what do they get when they win? Do they get a prize?
They get that trophy.
They get the Larry O'Brien trophy.
It's like a basketball going in a net.
I didn't know that. Who was Larry O'Brien?
Just some guy.
All right. Some guy from Poughkeepsie.
Some dude who was hanging out and being cool. And they were like, you know what's a fucking good dude? Is Larry O'Brien.
Wouldn't that be tight if that was the story?
Let's take the trophy after Larry.
Oh. The sports I like end in the spring. And then it's like, oh, sports are done. Now it's really time to just like be out and do whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like, it's like as close as I can
the
feel.
The end of a commitment?
Yeah, it's as close as I can feel as an adult to getting out of school.
Yeah. When basketball's over, it's like, it doesn't matter. I can be anywhere on any day at 7 p.m. There's nothing keeping me.
If I may, that sounds like a prison of your own design.
If I may, March, April, and May.
I love it.
Yes, you March, April,
May. No, it's not. It's just a release of a thing. It's like a very... Summer's a really untethered time. You know what I mean? I like that. I appreciate that.
How many times you raised your eyebrows during an untethered time?
Oh, I think I'd put like, I probably have 3 Hall of Fame summers that I'd put against anybody in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a pretty buck summer, dude. 07, 09, I bet you that.
Oh, my 07, 09, I would actually, no, I don't want to count that one. A lot of bad stuff happened.
Did 08 not happen? What did we tell? What's 07, 09? Is that just that run, those 3 summers?
July of 2009 was...
No, I'm saying 2012 was hot. 2012 was fuego.
I couldn't tell you year-wise. I don't remember what year correlates to anything.
Oh, do you remember it by the summer jams?
Probably by summer jams.
What summer was when Ghetto Superstar by Praz came out?
Oh, damn, that was a good summer.
And it was a... hot one.
Dude.
It was, I was holding hands with girls that summer.
Hold up.
That was a big summer. That was a big one.
07, 09 was the summer before I moved to Portland, and there was like 10 people that didn't have a job in Sioux Falls that were all just kind of there hanging out. That like a couple back visiting, a couple were just there being almost homeless. It was dope. Frat Joey and DJ, they all lived like 2 blocks from each other, and we'd saw the sun come up like every single day.
This is your lost month, right?
Yeah, this is the one that's like, I assume it was dank.
Is that a summer some people didn't get out of, make it out of? Because I have a couple summers like that. Like, oh, where's Jake? No, he's still in summer 2010. He's just like stuck on that July.
He's a face tat now. He got it. Yeah. He doesn't know what to do.
I do love the NBA playoffs, though. I love watching like basketball, yeah. Like play important playoff basketball, but it's like still kind of light out. The sun's going down. Maybe you're sitting at an outdoor bar with TVs, too. That kind of situation.
Exactly. You can watch a game and then go do something. Yeah. It's not all dark like it is in the winter. It's just like a really, always signifies a great time for me.
I love it. Yep. Time for my second pick, and I'm going to stay in sports because I'm afraid Miel, that sneaky little thief.
I can't guess.
Was going to take it. I am taking baseball being around.
Oh.
Ooh, okay, like in the peripherals.
I was going to take that.
I don't really want to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that it's around. I like flipping channels and like watching a baseball game for like 8 minutes. I like hearing it like on the radio in the background. I like knowing I could go to a baseball game and sometimes going to a baseball game.
That I'm is not a good LA like
I'm
thing.
That's a fun LA thing. I'm not going to pretend like I'm some big baseball fan. I'm not. But I do like it being around. There's something nice about it.
Yeah. Miel and I heard some shit about you, dude.
That's what I heard.
Baseball stuff.
No, what'd you hear? Let's talk about it. I'll talk about anything.
I signed an NDA.
Not the time or the place, man. Not the time or the place.
I'm not hiding from anything.
Can I ask, what is it about baseball that soothes you?
I don't know. I'm not a big fan. Why would you hear?
It is really calming, though. It's like what I would imagine watching like an afternoon of tennis or something would be like.
And Dodger Stadium got vegan hot dogs now, too.
There it is. It's slow. It's, you know, it is exciting. It has exciting moments, but it's slow. It's very green. It's a very verdant sport, you know? And like the game is so slow, announcers can like take time. They like all there's no in basketball. Sometimes you get announcers who are like, throw it down. The bat let past it. You know, every baseball announcer is like, swing and a miss. Back to my story. That was the day Willie Mays, although Nutella already existed in Europe, Willie Mays invented it independently on a road trip when they were playing the Boston Braves. He was staying in a hotel and he had some hazelnuts. He had been paid in hazelnuts that season. And he took them out and he crushed them. And invented a slow fly ball out to left field.
It's like the original podcast.
It's caught. It kind of is the original podcast. Yeah.
A loose format, but really just fucking around. Yep.
Just fucking around.
Amen, sister.
There's just something real chill about it. And I enjoy it being around, you know, baseball.
Yeah.
That's my second pick.
Jeff Field, bro.
The cha-cha slide, pretty fun to clap to. Pretty fun.
I mean, you don't have to go to baseball to do that.
No, you can do that.
Wait, don't?
No.
Wait, what?
You can just slide to the rest.
Left. Two claps this time.
Now Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
One hop this time. Here we go.
No, see, at the stadium, they change it to claps. It's a group clapping activity, which are my favorite type of group activities.
I won't be dictated to by some PA announcer, and I want to go on the record saying that right now. I'm not going to clap two times.
I will. I do anything they tell me.
That's so much more menacing when the shadows are closing in on you.
The shadows are back.
I do what they say.
Daddy, can you come home from work early? My shadows left.
Oh, no.
My shadows left when the sun was still out, Daddy. What's happening? My second pick is opening those windows back up. I like opening the windows.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go in the house, but also driving. Like window down when you're driving, just opening the windows. I love it.
Cracking those. Mm.
That's a good one.
I did that for the first time.
Cracking those. I did it today. Driving back from the skate park, had the doze cracked, and just puts me in a good ass mood, like a really solid good mood. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, I like having the windows down. I've been keeping the windows open down here. Get some fresh air circulating through the house.
Yeah,
you gotta change the air out sometimes.
Winter, that really.
Well, who told you to move to New York?
That's fine. I'm just saying it's not the same. You don't have winter in LA. You know what I mean?
No. But it is, you know, it's still the same vibe. It does get crispy, you know. It's just the vibe of opening the windows back up and knowing that you're, you know, it's springtime, circulating there a little bit. I love it. We don't have screens in a couple of our windows. I do not like an open window without a screen. I'll say that.
Oh, come on.
I like it even
better. It's an open house.
Mm-mm. I want to be by the streets.
Put me close. There's too much access with a no screen window for me.
Yeah, I don't want to be able to lean out. I don't need people leaning in. I don't.
I'm trying to come up with some follow up questions for your pick. What's your favorite window to open?
I like
what type
open...
of window? You like a crank? You like a push? You like a slide?
Oh, I haven't encountered a crank window. Oh no, we have them at the crib. We have those cranky windows. Yeah,
crankity
we have those
cranks.
At the crib. Mm-hmm.
You know what window I'd like you to open? One on Google, so you could look up how to have a better fucking attitude.
There he goes. The real Ian. That's Winter Ian coming out. You guys got the last glimpse of him.
The shadows. There's shadows in here, too. You can't see them.
There's shadows in here.
invisible shadows.
And for their listeners at home, they are pointing into their heads.
Daddy, my shadow's left.
I'm pointing with everything but my pointer finger.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
And yeah. Windows open.
What a pleasant little pick. Meow, time for your second and third picks.
As it is.
I'm drafting the draft I wish we all were drafting. I think you guys are being too serious. I would like you to be more incorrect if possible.
I took flowers. What are you talking about, Siri?
It's still good. You know what I mean? Those are good picks. I want to see some bad picks. That's what I want.
David's got three more to go.
Good. If I don't see some bad picks,
I'm getting him.
You're not.
Crap. Am I off today? Crap. I know. My fault. I'm going to cover up the camera for the rest with my weird.
It's because you're lit like an A24 film while fucking podcast. That's why.
Yeah, he's filming Honey Boy 2 over there.
What's going on?
The nephews are coming over and they're going to be on the middle floor and they stomp. And so if I'm in the basement, then I can hear them. And so I had to come up in the room. It's a whole thing. It's a whole vibe.
They stomp the yard. Meow, your pick?
For my second pick, I will, of course, be drafting, you guessed it, not Summer.
Come on.
What? Get out of here. Hack. I'm calling it. I'm calling it. I got to call it. I got what to
about,
call it.
What about?
You're asking me my favorite things about spring. My first favorite thing is that it's not winter. My second favorite thing is that it's not summer.
You know my two favorite things about fire? They're not water and they're not earth. Yeah. You don't get to. What are you talking about?
What do you love about your wife? Well, she's not my ex, bro. I'll tell you that right now.
Kind of like it.
I hate summer. Summer's too hot.
I hated it.
And it's too light. Spring is exactly right. It is exactly the right temperature. That is what I mean with this.
You don't like summer?
I think you should absolutely be able to pick anything you honestly. You can your first pick can be it's not winter, your second can be it's not summer. I don't care one bit.
I think a woman's place is in the White House.
Well, I was talking to God the other day and she thinks the same thing. So, yeah.
I stand by my picks. I think these are objectively the two best things about spring. Not winter, not summer.
You like that it's not summer because you like that it's not too hot, that it doesn't stay.
It's not sticky. It's not too buggy yet. Like, it's just nothing's fucked up yet. In the way that summer can kind of get fucked up, spring is just a whisper. I love it. And then.
Hey, I'm with it. Yeah.
If you hated that pick, you bet you're going to hate this one. Imagine
really?
If I said not winter. No. Okay. It's simply legs.
That's great.
Legs. It's legs.
Fantastic.
Oh, legs?
Leg. You guys are mishearing me. I'm saying leg, like egg with an L.
Like your getaway sticks?
The legs.
Yes, like your getaway sticks. As in the thing your foot's attached to, a leg.
You like seeing people's legs?
A Jordan 3?
No, I mean, yes. Sure. I like seeing other people's legs. That's part of it. I like freeing my own legs from the shackles of pants.
Games.
Yeah. Okay.
Leg prisons.
I want to be able to wear shorts. I want to be able to wear short pants. I want to be able to wear maybe a dress if I'm really fucked up.
So this is like a wardrobe change as well?
Yep. Mm.
It's more of a freedom thing, I think, than like actually clothes. Cause like, but yes, it is still clothes.
Are people
still
doing chants?
They never stopped. I don't think. I don't know.
What?
You can wear capris if you want.
Well, I mean, are people still doing them? I don't know. I don't see people doing like short pants anymore. That's what I'm asking. I'm old, man.
I think women are still doing short pants.
Culottes. There's a lot of short pant options. I think we have more vocabulary now for the not a pant, not a short. Situation. Chance.
I think this is a great pick. I grew up as an all-weather shorts.
Chance the Rapper.
Yeah. I think that's like a Northwest thing. Maybe I think it's a Boston thing too, though. It's like
no, it's everywhere there's just dudes like to be like, it's not cool.
Yeah, we were just talking about it the other day. What are you it's shorts like that when it's like 20 degrees, be like, I can't even feel it. And you're like, you can.
Yeah,
too.
But like you can, and you're lying, and it sucks.
I don't know. My legs never felt cold until this year. It just didn't happen. I could wait.
Welcome
it could be
to the dark side.
No degrees
it also
out,
depends on how long you're out, right? Like you weren't out going for walks in shorts in the if it's 30 degrees and you're just wearing shorts. Going from the car to Safeway, it's, yeah, I get it. It's not really that
Me and Nick Nampay, not on the podcast, not in the studio, we're down in Ashland, Oregon, in the dead of winter, wearing like basketball shorts and hoodies, walking to class, no matter what.
Yeah.
I was going to say, college is different too, because, I don't know, I could see that. I just,
Also, let me be clear. I'm not condoning this behavior, and I think it's a great pick, Miel. I love.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
I love letting my legs out. I love seeing other people let their legs out.
I feel like it's a lot of work to keep my legs in tip-top shape. You know, like I do a lot of maintenance on the leg.
Yeah.
And for it to just be stuck under a pant, not even in terms of other people seeing my legs. I don't really want people to see my legs. It's more about me getting to appreciate my own work.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I like if I'm going to be moisturizing these gams, I at least want to be able to look at them throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I like it was on my list for sure. Shorts.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm ready to be done now. Next, please.
Gam season, Sean.
Oh, it's already back on me. Pick number three. I'm going to say patio chilling.
Oh, yeah.
Patio chilling.
Yeah. And not out at a bar. I'm saying like you can chill like on a friend's patio. Or the yard, something like that. I'm thinking of like Tories specifically.
Outside gatherings?
Yeah, like porch chilling.
Porch chilling.
Yeah, porch chilling.
Porch slash deck.
Deck sounds so Midwestern to me. I feel like people out here have patios, and back home, they got a deck.
Really? I grew up there, and I say deck.
Deck? Yeah, I don't know. Deck feels like it's attached to like a split foyer or something like that, where it's just, I don't know, just like out, there's a grill on it, and it's just kind of small.
A deck is just a raised wood platform.
Yeah, that's all it is. That's all it is.
On the back of your house.
Yeah, you can just go, I don't know, it's nice again. It's just soaking up that, like, it's new nice, so everyone's like more apt to be like, sure, I'll come over and chill. We can chill for a while.
Bit too cold, but it's still fun.
Yeah, but you don't have to have like a blanket or anything, you know?
I just busted through some Schlotzkys and you're like, you want to eat this on the deck? And I'm like, yeah, let's eat the Schlotzkys on the deck.
I'm thinking about your specifically that picnic table out back. Woo, forget about it.
I got a good fucking set. I got a pergola and a fucking concrete platform. I got the fucking hipster lights.
Yeah, globe lights.
Oh, yeah, the globe lights.
Did you get any climbers on that pergola yet?
Nothing yet.
You know what's really good down there? That sweet potato vine. Grows like crazy. Passion vine. Oh, a lot of good vines for LA. Oh, yeah.
What is a pergola?
I built one for an apartment complex once.
What's a pergola with you?
My pergola alarm just went off, you know?
It's traveling people, descendants of Eastern Romania.
Mm-hmm. The pergola.
The pergola.
Ah, pergola. Sure.
Sometimes you benjula, sometimes you pergola.
Hey.
You know?
No, I built one, though. I did build one for an apartment. It's still standing.
I still don't know what it is.
It's a shade structure.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's like wood slats that are spaced apart so that as the sun goes over it, the shade moves, but it's always got shade.
Oh, the shadows move.
So it's like it's not like a whole roof, it's like spaced apart.
Cool. Jaffiel?
So you're advocating for some back porch pimping. I love that. You know what I got into?
Knuckle pimping.
Shout out to Smith Tea Company again.
Knuckle pimping.
Knuckle pimping, dude. No, iced tea. I'm back in the iced tea game after like a 2-decade absence.
Were you in it when you were younger?
Like some picks here.
Oh, sorry.
No, Ian's talking about the rapper. He out there. He's listening to Cop Killer out there.
It's fine. Let's just get it out. It's iced tea season again in the spring. We get it.
Iced tea season. I got it in the fridge right now. Mellowing for tomorrow.
Yeah. I love the process of making iced tea. Just keeping the bags in there.
Yeah. I love like just leaving it. I like making a drink for 12 hours from now. It's something I like about that.
You make a cold brew iced tea.
I do make a cold brew iced tea. You could do it hasn't been sunny enough to do one back on the back porch.
You can also do them with hot water and then just chill the water after.
Oh, yeah. No, I do the cold brew time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's some fancy stuff. That's nice. That's some nice shit.
There's time now, man. There's time.
Have plenty some sun tea on the pergola patio.
I place the tea bags into the glass carafe, and then I have a great deal of time. And with the time, is this turning into Maya Angelou? Or no, am I okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking like Vincent Price towards the end.
Mr. Tikagi.
Somehow only your face is lit now. This is crazy, Sean.
Yeah, you are full villain mode now.
It's wild. The sun is moving. So I don't know what to do.
I thought you were having a daughter.
Time for my third pick. Oh, I get it. My third pick, I'm taking somewhat related to a porch, but this is more wide open. Having a coffee outside while it's still maybe a little too cold for it.
Yeah.
When you're pushing the envelope?
When you're pushing the envelope, when like you're sitting out there and you have your like hands dug pretty far into your hoodie pocket or like whatever you're wearing, like,
or you're like, fuck it, I'm wearing a t-shirt all day.
I feel like we did that. We did that like last spring when you had to drive here for some reason. Me, you, and Nick Nampe, not on the podcast, not in the studio, had some coffee, turned into beers when it was a little too cold out. But we just kept it going.
I love that. I just love it being a little too cold out and be like, fuck it, we're doing this anyway, which also might be a Northwest thing, but I think it's an everywhere but California and Florida thing.
That's the thing. Like, yeah, we definitely do it back home. We like anything, any kind of sort of semblance of nice weather. We're just like, well, yeah, let's just sit outside the whole time.
There aren't a lot of opportunities to have a hot beverage when it's cold out, and I enjoy that, but not so cold that you can't be outside. Spring, early spring specifically, right now, really, is like the perfect time for it.
Yep. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that's what sprung to mind for that pick. David, time for your third and fourth.
My third pick is Easter.
Oh, yeah. Really?
What?
Because, yeah, it's like, listen to me. I thought it out. I'm not just saying. It's not really the religious implications. Well, no, first of all, I think it's fine.
David's an Easter stan.
I think it's great. I think it's always the first barbecue of the year. It's one of those holidays that like a lot of people get together despite what its meaning is. Like most of the Easter barbecues I've been to are not like, oh my gosh, thank God he rose from the dead. Like it's just really the first time in spring that kind of you can do that. Hey, loved ones, let's get together and have a dinner and play dominoes outside in horseshoes or whatever you want to do. It's like the first park meetup of the year. Yeah. And it's always Easter, and I think it's just like, I've had bad Christmases, I've had bad birthdays, I've had bad St. Patrick's days, never really had a bad Easter.
It's a low-stakes holiday.
Yeah, exactly that. Exactly
If you
that.
Enjoy Easter, if you enjoy Easter, thank a Jew, Christ didn't kill himself.
He said it, y'all.
I would also like to add that I think you guys sound really cool right now, but we can be honest, as I already said, this is a safe space. Easter egg hunt is the real
reason.
I love
an Easter
egg
hunt.
This is on the draft.
Oh, Easter egg hunts
absolutely rule.
I like decorating Easter eggs.
I'm going to shotgun a hard-boiled egg.
I don't really care for Easter eggs, to be honest.
Really?
I'm sorry.
It just feels like you just hard-boil a bunch of eggs and then you're going to throw them away.
No, I eat them. What do you throw them away? I throw them away in my stomach,
I'm talking about
dude.
The ones that people die. It's fine. The Easter egg hunt is fine.
I eat the ones you die. I throw them away when they turn into poop, and I throw them in the toilet.
David, sorry. David, do you think you don't eat the dyed eggs?
I don't really eat hard-boiled eggs in general, but no, I don't really ever eat the dyed
ones. Yeah,
you do.
You think no one eats the hard...
If they get dyed, they go in the trash.
I thought they just, like, put them behind the fucking tent or whatever, and it's like, oh, the kid found one. Ah, great.
I make them into Snoopy little devil eggs.
Yeah, I don't know. I got nothing for Easter eggs, really.
Snoopy little deviled eggs who love to kiss, Sean?
Snoopy little deviled eggs I like to eat, yeah.
Easter candy is fucking elite. I love Easter candy. I love eating Easter bunny.
You don't beat a Cadbury egg.
I love taking a bunny's head off and then making eye contact with someone.
All candy that makes my stomach hurt, yeah.
Easter candy does?
Yeah.
He's not a candy guy.
I do like Easter a lot. I don't like Easter candy. I love Easter.
You're a ham dancer.
More eggs, yeah.
You're a ham boy.
I'm a ham boy.
David, time for your fourth pick.
Everybody's horny.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody is horny.
It's nice to have that energy out there. A lot of people dumped their fucking cuffing season person, and people are out. Everybody can see each other again. It's like a nice, like, it's just like a nice, like, I remember a couple years ago when I was having all those barbecues in my house in L.A., it was just like, you could feel it in like April, just like people looking at people. I just love it. And that's in Los Angeles. In Denver or like places where there's like serious winter, you can feel it. That like weird April horny. And it's always like a guy that you work with who's like, you're like, you got to calm down, Jake or Jenna or whatever. But yeah, I like that everybody's horny. I think it like keeps people on their toes. I think it's a fun time.
It goes with the leg season. You know what I mean? That's part of it because people are like, oh,
yeah. Was she saying horny, though? She said she liked her legs and the freedom.
No. I think it goes hand in hand with it where it's like people see flesh and they're like, oh, yeah, we're animals.
Oh, yeah. I feel like
the horniest of all in the spring are the birds. You know how many times I've been like, oh, what a beautiful spring day, looking at the trees and accidentally see birds just ferociously fucking. It's really upsetting.
But oh, you gotta love it. You gotta love it. They're back to it. Nature's healing itself.
I love the idea of that as a catchphrase. Birds fucking, you gotta love it.
What a country.
Birds fucking, you gotta love it.
You gotta love it, bro.
No one hornier in the spring than the avians.
What about the rabbits? Don't rabbits fuck a lot in this?
I think
rabbits
they stay fucking.
Michael B. Jordan and also rabbits be fucking.
Uh-huh. Sophie B. Hawkins, rabbits
Sophie
be fucking.
Sophie B. Hawkins. Eric B. Rakim and rabbits be fucking. Yeah, there's a big horny energy in the spring.
Yeah, I love it. It's like okay for 3 weeks to just be weird and horny. I like it.
I just ordered some real high shorts, and I can't wait to put that energy out there.
Yeah, drop a ball out on them.
Real I think high. I'm gonna order some like mid thigh shorts.
Why stop there? You know.
L apostrophe eggs. I'm going to be putting them out there. Everybody's horny.
I love it.
Time for my fourth pick. I like early summer blockbusters, which we get in the spring. The first big movies of the year.
Yeah, like it's not Men in Black, but it's like...
They'll put the Avengers out in like May, you know what I mean? They'll put like a Marvel, like... Ant-Man or some shit like that will come out. Right. You know what I mean? Like, you'll get a Jurassic Park in May. You'll get, like, those kind of movies. And I love that. I love, like, a bit. It's like you go see a movie at fucking, like, 6, and it's still light out when you get out of it. It's, maybe the sun's just going down. You're full of popcorn. I can't wait for that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love the movie. I love going to the movies and getting out while it's still light.
I love that.
I love
like,
that
you
feeling.
Still went when you got off work, you know? Like, got off work, went to see X-Men 2. And then got out and still like went to a party and it was light out. Oh man.
Right. Ooh, there's still some day left. It's fucking amazing. I love that feeling.
I love it. I love it.
I miss movies.
Me John, too. Are you reading a book? What's going on?
I miss him. No, I'm checking something out for my next pick. It just changed. But yeah, you just changed it.
Were you gonna take movies?
So much. No, I wasn't gonna take much. Movies.
Oh, I miss popcorn.
The whole thing.
Oh, I love popcorn. Oh.
I miss sitting next to someone I don't know and having the same experience. Ugh, when else do you get that?
Driving there, parking. Like, we used to go to the AMC in Burbank, and there's a mall attached. Everything I want was there. They had a Buffalo Wild Wings, a couple bars, ice cream places, a
so
mall.
So many hula hoops.
There's a Fuddruckers over there. Oh,
there's a Fuddruckers over there.
Oh, there's a Fuddruckers over there. That's the only time that's been said with that exact intonation.
Yeah, it has. I
went a couple times. About a Fuddruckers.
I felt it in your heart, man. That was beautiful.
Man, Zach and I went on like straight up dates to that place where we would go to Fuddruckers, get ice cream, and then go to a movie. Ugh.
I miss eating popcorn like a fucking animal where you just get a handful of it and then move it around your face until it eventually finds your mouth. I love it.
Like one of those games with the little ball bearing when you were a kid. Just
yeah. And you're like, oh, there it is. Anyway, early summer blockbusters. I love that. Sean?
You change it. I'm going to pick awards season. I had to check the dates on it.
Oh.
But like the Academy Awards and stuff like that. That's
not a spring thing.
Yeah, the Academy Awards are April 25th. The Oscars are. And
this
I just
year.
Looked at like, yeah, are they not normally?
No, that's a winter thing. That's a late winter.
No way. Really?
Usually the Grammys are in February. The Oscars are in like late February. Yeah, everything. That's like winter stuff.
Oh, well, never mind. I know the Grammys are this Sunday. All right, never mind. I'll go with my other one. Bike rides.
Nah, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's like I always like a bike ride. I like them in the summer, but I like them the most in the spring. It's like, again, it's like the new, it's new, it's fun again. And it doesn't feel like a workout or anything. It's like a nice, enjoyable, I'm doing this because I want to. And that's the only reason. It's not a health thing. It's just because I want to go out and enjoy spring. And a bike ride will do that for you. Bike ride gets you there the quickest.
I don't know how to say this. Every time you say it, Sean, specifically you, I hear bi-cried.
Bi-cried?
Cried.
Whoa, now I hear it too.
Yeah.
A bike ride.
Bike ride.
Oh, weird. Bike ride.
A bicycle ride.
Bicycle ride.
A bicycle ride.
What kind of seat?
Banana.
The saddle. You like a squishier?
I don't think I've ever got like a special seat. I just kind of take the stock, whatever's on the bike.
Mine's not that squishy, but I wear the shorts with the pads in them.
With the squish. Yeah. See, that's my problem. A bike is really uncomfortable for me. Unless I get squishy seat.
Yeah, they go hard on your butt for sure.
I had to put a week on that shit with the pad to get my gooch used to it, but like it happened. Now I'm good.
You have to callus it.
I got a callus gooch, but I haven't been on my bike for like a week, so it might be gone now.
All Fantasy Everything is sponsored by Cal Gooch.
Didn't Sean go there?
He went to Cal Gooch.
I went to Cal Gooch State. It's down the road. Cal Gooch State, they have to let you in. They have reciprocity.
Cal Gooch Long Beach.
Everybody loved to use the word reciprocity when college was happening, right around the time I was going to college. And I think that's just all
was
the people
were. Was it
because
of that Lauryn Hill song?
Lauryn Hill.
They were just like guaranteed. That's how they knew the word, is because those are the colleges that they could get into in other states.
I love bikes, dude. I'm big into bikes now. Shout out to Surly. I love my bike. I fucking so love it. I can't believe I waited so long. I'm from Portland. I think I was resisting the natural urge to get on a bike.
Do you really feel like that? Because I was thinking that about Denver the other day, where they're very anti-biker in a way that like if you're from here, it's like cool to be like fucking bikers.
Cyclists. Bikers are motorcyclists.
I'm talking about bicyclists. I'm not talking about the Sons of Silence.
If I hear a biker, I'm thinking Hell's Angels.
Banditos? No, I'm talking about the Banditos. I like to ride around and go to highway bars with the Banditos. That's my favorite part of spring.
Portland is very pro-biker, but then there's a whole strata of people who are very anti-biker, who have those are kind of the barnacles at the bar kind of dudes.
Yeah, you're right here on your bike.
Oh, it drives me crazy. People that have time to get mad about that stuff.
Yeah. Bicycle ride, Miel, time for your fourth and then your final picks. The fifth round is a lightning round now. We do a quick
lightning round.
Okay. We'll go quick. I'm saying the smell of spring.
Oh yeah.
I love that smell.
How would you describe the smell of spring?
It's like vaguely floral, mm-hmm. but there's also some like a hint of a fresh cut grass vibe, like a tiny bit of grassiness. And then there's also like a, sometimes depending on where you are, you might get like a hint of wood smoke because like it's still a little cold. So maybe there's still some fires. Bonfire, wood piles. Everyone's burning off their wood piles because it's like warm enough to have their big old burn. But then there's also like a little bit of, I don't know, like a air. It's like mm-hmm. a fresh air smell.
It's crisp still. It's that winter crispness, but with like a floral and cut grass hint. And you're right about the fire smell. I have some of that right now. It's coming in. It's so nice. Mm.
It is. It's like all this mashup of all the people doing all the dope stuff they want to be out doing. That just mashes up into like this dope spring candle.
I smell the bike ride on the breeze, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know
not like is. In the same way in the summer when you smell it and you're like, whoa.
No, that's stinky.
I smell the bike ride on the breeze.
That's a stinky stink.
That's that funk that someone you trying to use a patchouli like natural deodorant.
It's
the crystal isn't working, pal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smells like you biked about 10 summer miles today. It's not a good look.
Okay. There's not a lot to say about it. My last pick, lightning round pick. Baby animal season.
Ooh,
I like looking at them.
Totally.
I like looking at them, okay?
I like it.
Put them on the glass.
I love looking at a baby animal.
Where are those little chicks at?
Oh, little baby deer. Little baby bunnies. Baby ducks.
They're so fluffy.
Oh, they're so, and like kittens and puppies, every animal's a baby in the spring for set. Like every single animal is a Pisces. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Are Pisces babies? I didn't know that.
It's like a spring sign. It was like a quick one-off for any of my astrology heads out there. You're very seen by me. Thank you.
They're out there.
Speaking of seen, Scene has the next pick. Scene, what's your final pick?
Hey, very specific to me, but you can get out. And you can go skateboarding again. All the snow has melted off. Yeah. You can get out and actually successfully skateboard outdoors at a skate park with a fence around it, with a helmet on. We like to obey the laws. It's so cold for so long that when you get spring, you're just at it. Like that's where we would film like a lot of our best stuff would be like, we're so antsy to go skate. We'd go try handrails and stuff. And it was just nothing beats it. Nothing beats getting on your board after a horrible winter of not being able to do it.
I both heard and wrote down rollerblading. Time for my final pick.
If that goes in that damn database, I'm going to come to Wisconsin and wring your neck. I believe the dude lives in Wisconsin.
It's going to be a Wisconsin death trip. It's rollerblading. Make sure you write down rollerblading. My final pick, baby, It's Passover. Who doesn't love it?
There you go.
I'm saying.
Celebrating our deliverance from Egypt, the 10 plagues. It's the first time I ever got drunk. It was on Manischewitz wine. I was 12, maybe younger.
Adorable.
That's young.
Were there other kids doing it that time, or was it just kind of like
a couple other kids and we got drunk together? Eating brisket, eating kugel, which I don't even like, but I'm glad that it's around. A fucking, you know what I mean? Like a matzo ball soup. Why not?
Hell
whatever,
yeah.
Man. Hook it up. I love Passover. David, time for your final pick.
Oh, spring thaw. I just was thinking about that. Spring thaw is when, obviously, all the lakes thaw because you can't ice fish forever, and all the bass are spawning, and it's just like on like Michelle Kwan.
Are you going to go look for your iPhone after all the lakes thaw?
No, I gave that to the gods.
Phone in an ice fishing hole?
He gave it to Poseidon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a recurring nightmare.
No.
It's kind of a cool thing to have happen.
Yeah, it
best is. 5 days of, best 5 days of 2020 were probably those 5 days without my phone.
Trying to find it in a hole?
No. It was gone. It was beautiful.
It was gone.
It's a gift to us, too. Can we say my friend David lost his phone in an ice fishing hole? And that's a fun sentence to say.
Yeah, now you have something to talk about.
Did you text David? I would, but he dropped his phone into an ice fishing hole, and that sucker's gone.
Yeah, and I've only FaceTimed once during all this, and that was it. We just FaceTimed about David dropping his phone, and we're better for it.
We just sat there and glowed together. It was amazing.
We actually have FaceTimed a couple times during this. I was thinking about that the other day.
Yeah. I'll FaceTime you right now, dude. That was the final pick. The final pick of the draft. Miel, to recap, you went first. You took not winter, not summer, legs, the smell, and baby animal season. Sean, you went next. You took daylight savings time, cracking doughs, opening windows, porch/deck/patio chilling, bike rides, and rollerblading. Strapping on a Wheels of Thunder and taking them out for a spin. I went third, and I took flowers blooming, Mother Nature's return, baseball being around, a coffee outside when it's a little too cold to be drinking outside, early summer blockbuster movies, and Passover. David, you went last, and you took Better Tudes, the NBA Finals, Easter, Everybody's Horny, and the Spring Thaw.
Yep.
Marissa, did you have a pick?
I just like buying new plants for the apartment. It's nice Hell to go yeah. to a garden center and just shop for plants.
Hell yeah, plant shopping. Did we leave anything on the board? Not really. I got a ton of extra.
All mine.
We covered,
picnics.
I had a couple bright colors, but
that was mentioned.
Morel season, fiddlehead fern season, pea season, layering outfit season.
You can do that in the winter.
Yeah, it's going to be pea season after this podcast. I'm going to hold that in.
Does getting out of school count?
We're looking at pea season right now.
Getting out of school is summer, ain't it?
That's summer thing, right?
I think that's summer.
Yeah.
I associate it with summer, even though I think technically, because it's before June 22nd or whatever. It's
right.
I think this would be really remiss in the specifically when we're saying the flowers, we have to mention plum blossoms, cherry blossoms, magnolia trees, and lilacs. I just feel really weird about that. So I just needed to say them. Shout out to them. Shout out to them.
Yeah. Shout out to cherry blossoms. Plum
shout
blossoms.
Big shout out to cherry blossoms.
Shout out to Sakata season.
That's kind of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. Others.
I feel like we covered it.
Comedy festival season kind of starting.
That is.
Yeah.
Always happened in the spring.
In the old days.
There were a lot of like winter festivals, but we want to hear yours. Hit us up at AllFantasyPod on Twitter, AllFantasyPodcast@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone on the All Fantasy Everything subreddit. What's up? Just ducked in there, knocked a couple heads around, said what's up. Shout out to everyone on the All Fantasy Everything Patreon. Thank you so much for holding us down and letting us do what we do. We really appreciate you. Shout out to everyone on the All Fantasy Everything Shislackety. Shout out to St. Sue Carmel. Shout out to fucking Super Producer Marissa,
the super.
Love you, Marissa. shout out to Tourist Season, available now wherever you can get music. Pay for it, folks.
Woo-hoo! Pay for it.
Pay
Go cop it.
It.
Go cop it.
Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Haji Beats. And more important than all of that, tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Shiklackity. We'll be right back.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.